Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode, it's called How Can You Become the Narrator of Your Own Story? In today's episode of Life's Essentials, Prem Rawat explores how, by turning your focus internally, you can begin to take control of the story of your own life. He reminds us of the power of choice, a gift we are given in every moment, and how we can harness this power using our stories to spread positivity, compassion, and inspiration. For more information about Prem, head over to premrawat.com. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. Udo'sChoice.com and www.theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are well. A lot of things have happened. Got to go to a lot of cities in Europe. Do some events, keeping it, you know, strictly within the rules and making sure that it was absolutely safe for all the participants. Didn't really want this perpetuate the coronavirus all over the place. So yeah, masks and, you know, everybody who came had to be part of the pod or not travel by other means. And so it has been very, very successful. And then, of course, I did the last event, which was the Rome Senate event. And that was about the peace education program and trying to get that rolled out in more prisons in Italy. And of course, the book launch in Italian. Listen to yourself or hear yourself. And that's been received very well as well. And of course, now I'm going to be moving on to different countries, different cities, and trying to just take this message of peace to people. Because it's a very simple message. It's a very profound message. However, I did have this question sent to me, which I think is valid. So I will give the answer to it. And that is that, you know, why does it have to be the wolves inside of us? Why can't it be other kind of creatures? So what I'd like to first of all say is, like, you know, that's just an example, the wolf, good, bad. The wolves are pretty powerful. And that you have something that is very powerful, that is good inside, and you have something that is very powerful, that is not so good inside. And there's always a tussle. I mean, so many of the stories, so many of the epic stories that have been told, it is always that struggle of good and bad. And in a way, in our lives, this goes on too, the struggle between the good and the bad. And so to then get into the semantics of it and say, well, why is it a wolf? So it's not literally a wolf. It's just you, a very powerful part of you, that has a lot to do with what is good and what is bad. Now, in our society, we concentrate on the negative. This is, okay, this is another part of it, and nothing to do with the wolves. So I hope that that clarifies the wolves business. So it's not literally, you cannot take it literally and say, well, you know, there's two wolves inside of us. Believe me, there's no two wolves inside of us. But there is the good and there is the bad. So moving on. There is the story of Ramayana, you know, about the Ram that came, he had to go to the exile, his wife got stolen, he had to fight the monster, the demon, he did, he brought her back home, and, you know, the story kind of unfolds like that. But in this story, there is this one part, and the part is that Hanuman, who is extremely powerful, he is very, very powerful. But he's also very dedicated to Ram. And he's the one who actually then ends up going. He jumps from India to Sri Lanka. He goes to Sri Lanka and delivers the message of Ram to Sita. And when everything is done and everything is, you know, the war is finished, they're all back. And I'm sure that a lot of people would have gathered around Hanuman. As Hanuman, tell us, you know, what really happened and how was it and so on. And Hanuman is, I'm sure, describing, and somebody asked Hanuman this question, that you're powerful enough, you could have taken care of Ravan all by yourself. You could have destroyed his city all by yourself. You could have destroyed all the monsters that were there, all the demons that were there, all by yourself. So why didn't you? Why did you have Ram do it? And you could have brought Sita back to Ram and, you know, it would have been just fine. And you have to hear the answer that Hanuman gives. And it's very, very interesting. And the answer is, he says, it's not my story. So when I heard that, it's not my story, it was like, wow. Wow. It is, in our lives, our story. So every human being on the face of this earth has a story. And it is their story. Being alive, being on this earth is their story. And how profound to acknowledge that and say, I did not want to interfere with that story. However that story was going to unfold, I had to allow it to unfold that particular way without influencing that story. Now, do we do that? Well, the sad part is we're not even aware that everybody has a story. When you, of course, think about it or you hear that, makes complete sense. Yeah, everybody does have a story. And what do? Well, we try to influence other people's story with our what we think is right, what we think is wrong, what we think how it should be. And so we go along all day long almost, and we're influencing people. Oh, your story should be like this. Your story should be like this. But it can't be. To acknowledge, to first of all, just begin with that simplicity, to begin with that premise that everybody has a story. And it is the decisions that they make that will influence how the story unfolds. You know, I talk about, why is this moment called now so powerful? I mean, why? Just because it's never going to come back? But it seems like, you know, so far we're alive. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. So why is this now so powerful? And I was thinking about that one day, and it just, you know, the light bulb went off, and it was because this, in this moment called now, thoughts that we have had turn into action. Thoughts can be backtracked. Thoughts can be erased. Thoughts can be taken back. But once those thoughts convert into action, this is no longer possible. Something has been committed. The pliability of this moment called now through our actions is now no longer pliable. It becomes fixed. And then there is consequences. To the good consequences, there's bad consequences. But there's consequences to everything, ultimately, that we end up doing. Unconsciousness leads us to not acknowledging those things, not knowing those things. Unconsciousness is like somebody being inebriated, and all of a sudden they're not seeing everything that is there. They're not acknowledging everything that is there. Their reactions are becoming more and more slower and slower and slower, up to the point that they're not reacting at all. They're just trying to live. Now, maybe, you know, there is somebody who hasn't gone through all of that, drinking and this and that and being inebriated. So he could say, well, I'm not inebriated, but unconsciousness is inebriation. And you're not aware of what's around you. And once you are not aware of what's around you, what is happening, what is taking place, the situation becomes very dire. So the fact that every human being has a story, and it is their choices that will determine which way they will go. Now, a lot of people might say, well, you know, shouldn't I caution somebody if I see them going towards a ditch? You can caution them, but I have also seen that you can caution a person, but that doesn't mean that they'll listen to you. It's still up to them how they react to that, how they choose, whether they understand it, whether they acknowledge it, or they don't acknowledge it, and just go on. And there's a lot of people who do. Look at our situation in our world today. There are people who are saying, hey, do something about the environment. Because, look, everything has an equal and opposite reaction. So you don't even have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that here we go, we are putting all this pollution in this world, we're doing all of these things to our environment, and anybody thinks that there will not be a consequence to that, well, you got another thing coming. There's going to be a consequence. And unfortunately, all the things that we do bring about negative consequences. This world at this moment is not particularly well equipped, as the tolls from coronavirus reach beyond 1 million. We're not well equipped to do any of this. Not well equipped at all. We create our enemy, and we prepare for that enemy. And God forbid the enemy that actually comes has nothing to do with any of that. Then we're not prepared.
Remember leaving the house and going to stuff? Well, it's back, because Great Big Owl is bringing some of our favourite shows to the London Podcast Festival starting September the 2nd, and we'd love to see you there. So if you're a fan of
Two Mr. P's in a Podcast,
Brian and Roger,
My Mate Water Toaster,
Friends with Friends,
The One Show Show,
Richard and Greta,
From Queer to Eternity,
wrestle me,
or just daytime drinking,
then go to the King's Place website and grab some tickets now. And by some tickets, we ideally mean 8 tickets, that's one for each show. Actually, bring a friend and make that 16 tickets. Great Big Owl, the only podcast network with the audacity to ask you to buy 16 tickets in one go. But we'll be thrilled if you just buy one.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We have to make choices. And we're always making choices by sometimes not making choices. You have made a choice to be oblivious to it. And you cannot be oblivious to it. This is our planet. We exist on this planet, of course, because of nature. But there was that nature allowing human beings to ultimately exist. All these creatures that we share this planet with, nature allowed all of them, not just human beings, but all of them, to exist. And you cannot just come in. Say if you buy an apartment building or just one apartment in that building and you move into your apartment and you throw everybody else out. Well, that isn't going to be right. You have one apartment and you're going to move into that apartment and you're going to live in that apartment while everybody else lives in all the other apartments. So somebody is this and somebody is that and somebody looks this way and somebody looks that way. And you're going to have to learn to live with all of them. What can you do? And this is the same thing. We get so much into, but this is different and that's different. It is different. Good. Not it's the same, whatever, everybody looks exactly like you. It would be terrible. It would be terrible because it's like, your wife would look like just like you. You would look just like you. And you'd be so confused every time you looked at yourself in the mirror because what you would be seeing is what you would be seeing all around you all the time. So we have differences, and that's good. That needs to be celebrated. There's orange flowers, and there's green flowers, and there's blue flowers, and there's purple flowers. This needs to be celebrated. We definitely celebrate that by, in our garden, we don't just plant one kind of flower, but we have variety. And the same way, we have to make those decisions. So question becomes then, what is your story? Is your story of hate? Is your story of anger? Is your story of fear? Because you have to understand one thing. If you are to choose, or if you are to wish, and somebody comes to you and says, okay, whatever you wish will come true, what will you wish? will you wish for? I don't want to be angry. So that's a negative. That's a negative. You are wishing not for something, but you're missing for the absence of something. So what will you wish for? You have to wish for the positive. So you have to wish for peace. You have to wish for joy. You have to wish for understanding. You have to wish for clarity, because these are things that are positive. I don't want to be confused, or I wish that confusion would go away. But confusion cannot go away if there isn't clarity. So you have to wish for clarity. In your life, you have to make a habit of starting to wish for the positive, not the negative. So a lot of people say, yeah, I want the darkness to go away. But how is the darkness going to go away? Wish for light and the darkness will automatically be gone. This is a change in your thinking that has to begin. Of course, this is your story. You have to choose. How do you want it to be? How do you want this life to be? Will it repeat itself? There are no indications that it will. I know when I say, you know, you will never, those family members, those people, you will never see them again. People don't like that. Because we would like to see them again and again and again and again and again. Somebody's wife passed away, and he said, oh, at least she's gone, you know, where she's going to be with her relatives. That's really a far stretch. That's really, really a far stretch. And somewhere you've got to know that that's not true. That those things that see are still here. The eyes are still here. Eyes got buried with the body. The thing that recognizes, that's my brother, that's my uncle, that's all here. That got buried. All of those things that we use, all those tools we use to recognize with, are buried. Now, how do I know? There are people who go in a coma. They come out of a coma sometimes and they've lost their memory. And they don't recognize their own kin. They don't recognize their own wife. They don't recognize their own children. It happens. It happens all too often. So that which does the recognizing, that which says, okay, yeah, you are my mother, or you are my this, or you are my aunt, it's still here. But anyways, I totally understand how too challenging to say, yeah, you know, I'll never see those again. But consider it and live your life like that. That this will never be again as you are. This little story of yours, and you are a storyteller. And this time that you are going through, that you are living, has this incredible story unfolding. And this is a story of you. And yes, in this drama, there is the good and there is the bad. And what do you focus on? Do you focus on the good in your life, the peace, the joy, the understanding? Or do you focus on something else? What will make you unique? What will be different? How will it be? How will it play out? What is going to be the final outcome of your existence? Will you leave behind a story that will inspire others if they choose to hear that story? Choice will be theirs. Because got to remember that it is everyone's story. So as Hanuman says, I will only do what is asked of me, and I will do it because it isn't my story. I'm not in it. I play a part in it. And I got to play my part well. This is what it's about. You play a part in many, many stories. But you have to always remember that those stories in which you play a part are not your stories. You have your own story. And you have to make sure that your story plays out well. With understanding, with joy, with a message, a real story. I know that in this day and age, everybody wants a story. You know, what is the story? Every little product has to have a story. People want to read a story. And when I see that, it's like, you know, great intention, wrong object, because it should be about you. What is your story? Tell me your story. And I need to know my story. You need to know your story. And it cannot be a confusing story. It has to be a story in which the good wins. It has to be a story in which joy prevails. It has to be a story in which the positive finally takes the center stage. The good in you takes the center stage. That you find that lost treasure. And why is it lost? It's lost because of all the noise. So easy to get rid of the noise that's coming from the outside, but what about the noise that comes from the inside? How do you get rid of that? Earplugs won't help. And boy, some people have got noise like you wouldn't believe. And the story cannot be that there was once upon a time a human being and they were inundated with noise and period. That's the end of the story. More noise and more noise and more noise and more noise and more noise. I see this, just so much that happens that's like that. Don't let that be your story. Again, this is the moment that needs to be captured. Because you need to be aware of what thoughts are becoming actions. You need to be aware of what you're saying. You need to be aware of what you're doing. And do that that you truly want to do. Say that that you truly want to say. Be that that you truly want to be. And maybe it takes a lot of effort to do all that. That's possible. That's entirely possible. And even if your life story is about the effort that you tried and tried and tried and tried, well, that's a lot better than never tried. Never put forth the effort to realize the possibility that existed for this human being. Understanding that was, is, will be, it's very difficult. Because you are only in is. You aren't in were and will be. You don't exist in those two spheres. So it's very hard to understand something that always does, was, is, and will be. But you can understand the is. And that's the effort that you have to make to understand the is. What does exist? All around you, the people, your neighbors, your countrymen, and the neighbors of your country. And there's so much pain and sorrow that gets dealt out by people's unconsciousness. Everything that we do, we do it. We human beings do it. And there are, frankly, there are adults who totally dismiss this. They can dismiss as much as they want. You know, by having an incredible belief that you will float in water, that you can walk on water, having this incredible belief, you can have the belief as much as you want. That isn't going to make it happen. In the fresh water, you will probably just sink. And you wouldn't be the first one. You wouldn't, definitely would not be the first one. So it's so important to remember what this is, this little story of yours. You need to make sure that it's a good, beautiful story. If for no one else, at least for you. And I think that if more people can start to look at this by, of course, beginning with yourself, not others, but yourself, that there would be a difference in your life. You living this life consciously. You living this life with contentment, with peace, with joy. Well, I know it's been a while since I have gotten back and done this, but I'll be doing more and more of it. And of course, it'll take a few days because I'm switching countries. But as soon as I get established in the new place, I'll set up my setup and try to bring you some more messages. So take care of yourself, please stay healthy, and enjoy your life. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. We'll be back again next week, of course, with more Life's Essentials. Don't forget to subscribe. If you want to learn more about what Prem is talking about, he offers a practical online course called Peak to help you understand and experience personal peace. Head over to premrawat.com and click on Peak. And Prem's new book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, is published by HarperCollins and is now available for pre-order at hearyourselfbook.com.
Subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place. Richard and Greta.
You know?
You know?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.